Nigel Farage launches America's comeback tour to take on Biden-era blues. By Kurt Zindelka on April 26, 2021. Brexit leader Nigel Farage has launched a multi-state tour of the United States, dubbed the America's Comeback, to energize conservative activists during the doldrums of the Biden presidency. Mr. Farage, a longtime ally of former President Donald Trump, will travel across nearly a dozen states over the next 6 weeks with the goal of spurring on grassroots conservative activists in America. For the tour, Farage has joined forces with FreedomWorks, one of the largest conservative/libertarian activist groups in America. A source close to Nigel Farage said, "Many conservative activists in the U.S. are downbeat and despondent following the Biden win. But Nigel knows, as with Brexit wars after 2016, that the grassroots can fight back and win. That will be his message on this tour: all is not lost and the fight back begins now." Announcing the tour on Monday, Brexiteer Nigel said he will be telling activists, "Don't get down, don't get depressed, don't get disillusioned. However bad Biden and the Democrats are, in some ways this is your opportunity. We proved it in Britain," Farage said, explaining, "Brexit looked lost, but we the grassroots sized it back and got it over the line." He said on Saturday that America should say no to Biden tax rises, warning that the aging Democrat will look to raise taxes by a lot, and pointed to the downward shift in the stock market and cryptocurrency following Biden's announcement as an indicator of the misguided nature of tax hikes. While Mr. Farage retired from electoral politics last month, after the UK finally secured its independence from the European Union at the beginning of the year, he has vowed to continue his fight against the woke movement as well as the rise of communist China. The Brexit leader has a long history of political campaigning and activism in both Britain and in the United States, where he would often join former President Donald Trump on the campaign trail. A week prior to the 2020 presidential election, Farage was called onto the stage by President Trump, who described him as a friend of mine and one of the most powerful men in Europe. The Brexit leader in turn described Trump as the single most resilient and bravest person I have ever met in my life, for taking on the media and Washington, D.C. establishments. As he arrived in Miami on Friday, Mr. Farage said that he was really sorry to his friends at the Daily Mail, who apparently tried to catch him going on a foreign holiday, which is still currently prohibited under the UK's draconian lockdown measures. "I'm actually working," he said, grinning at the camera. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.